From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Two top intelligence officials are set to testify before Congress today about what global warming could mean for national security. The officials will discuss a new report on that issue prepared by U.S. intelligence agencies. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
The new intelligence assessment officially treats climate change for the first time as a security threat. It says crop failures and rising sea levels could produce big population shifts and political instability. The report was drawn up by the National Intelligence Council, which includes all 16 U.S. intelligence agencies, and it'll be presented by the council chairman, Tom Finger. The Energy Department's intelligence chief will also testify. Congresswoman Anna Eshoo of California chairs the House Intelligence Subcommittee sponsoring the climate change hearing.
This isn't just about changing the efficiency of automobiles. This adds a very serious, sobering facet to it.
The 58-page report explores the implications of climate change for national security through the year 2030. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.
Three American soldiers and their interpreter have been killed by a roadside bomb in northern Iraq. A military statement says the deaths occurred late last night in Nineveh province, where U.S. and Iraqi forces have been waging a crackdown against al-Qaeda insurgents. Attorney General Michael Mukasey says he will adopt all the recommendations put forward by Inspector General Glenn Fine in his report on misconduct at the Justice Department under the Bush administration. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
The report, a first installment with more to come, focused on the revered program established decades ago to recruit the best and brightest into the department. It documented in grim detail how the so-called honors program was transformed by putting screening and hiring for entry-level lawyer positions in the hands of political appointees instead of career lawyers. The result, said the report, was the rejection of an astonishing array of highly qualified applicants, including Rhodes Scholars, law review editors, top honors graduates from the nation's top-ranked law schools, lawyers who'd worked for the public defender's office, and law clerks for democratically appointed judges. Among the disqualifiers was membership in any one of a wide array of organizations, from environmental groups to groups fighting domestic violence and human rights groups. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
A decision on interest rates is due this afternoon. The Federal Reserve's rate-setting committee is wrapping up a two-day meeting today. It's indicated concern about rising prices, but the weak economy will likely keep it from hiking interest rates. Today's decision comes amid lagging consumer confidence. Mark Vintner is an economist with Wachovia. He says more people think we're in a recession now. He says it'll take a while before Americans begin feeling better about the economy.
I don't think that's going to happen this year. I think it'll probably be into early 2009 before we see people feeling much better about the economy.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. On Hillary Clinton's first day back at work at the U.S. Senate since losing the Democratic primary race, the junior senator from New York yesterday urged her supporters to close ranks behind Barack Obama. Here's more from NPR's David Wellner.
Senator Clinton was asked at the Capitol about John McCain's efforts to woo women who voted for her.
If you care about the issues I care about and the future that I outlined during my campaign, then you really have to stay with us in the Democratic Party and vote for Senator Obama to be our next president.
What's more, Clinton pointed out that she and Obama will campaign together for the first time Friday in the small New Hampshire town of Unity.
It is particularly significant because it is a area where Senator Obama and I each got exactly the same number of votes. So this is going to be a symbolic event that I hope will rally the Democratic Party behind our nominee.
Clinton also said she does not think about being Obama's running mate and added this is totally Senator Obama's decision. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
2 weeks after Senator Clinton ended her White House bid, her husband is voicing support for Barack Obama. Former President Bill Clinton has given his support through a spokesman who said Mr. Clinton is committed to doing whatever he can and is asked to do by the Obama campaign. In western Kentucky early today, police say a worker at a plastics plant in the town of Henderson argued with a supervisor before fatally shooting four people, then killing himself. Two other people were injured. Police say the shooter used a handgun he got from home on a break. Oil prices are steady today. They're around $137 a barrel in overseas trading. This is NPR News.